Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. We're Grant and Danny welcoming you back. Condori and Murad have you covered for estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, or probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. By the way, we've got a pretty big show shaping up for tomorrow. The founder and owner of Fanatics, Michael Rubin, is going to be on the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Pretty powerful, influential person in sports. And then William Byron, who Danny sleeps on.
The poet.
No.
Oh.
William Byron, who drives a race car.
Yeah.
The old 24 car. He will be in studio with us, coming off of a top 10 finish in Nashville. He's going to be in studio with us tomorrow at 3:30.
I'm actually looking forward to that because it's off the beaten path. It's totally different than
we
normally
would
do.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it'd be really neat. So you're going to hear two very different kinds of questions. One, you'll be able to figure out who's going to ask what. One is going to be, you excited to throw out the first pitch? Like, are you nervous? You warm up before then? Like, have you ever done that before? Like, what's the coolest thing you got to do as a celebrity? What's neat? The other is going to be, when you were high on turn five and you rubbed that one, the 18 car, and you touched him right there, did y'all have words after? You're going to be able to figure out who's asking what.
Why is...
That's you.
I'm just trying to figure out how Dell Jr. is involved in the interview tomorrow.
Well, you morph into it. You're talking,
I'm sure.
Next thing you know, it starts off like Grant Paulson, the law firm of Condori and Mora. The next thing you know, you're going...
If you ain't rubbing... You ain't racing.
Now, that Jones boy, he's got attitude on him. Like, you come up... It's like that.
That Jones boy had himself a top 10 finish in Nashville yesterday.
They were in Nashville
yesterday. Got that going for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to talk to William Byron in studio. Pretty amazing story. Mm-hmm. Now, the last thing in the world he wants to be asked about is probably this, but you should definitely ask him about it. Do you know how he got into NASCAR?
No.
Like being a race car driver?
I do not.
I don't know of anyone else who has this background. He just did the simulator bit.
Oh, he's like one of the, there's a great F1 movie about it.
But he was just doing that. And, like, learned to be a race car driver.
I love that.
By being immensely talented and was, like, the best in the sim cars. And then became a real driver. And is now one of the, I'd say, top five guys probably in the circuit.
Because that's happened with a couple pro drivers now. Across the different the circuits, the different things. That's a real deal.
Absolutely. But he'll be in studio. Danny's going to be grilling him tomorrow. Danny's got a lot of questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
What's it like throwing out the first pitch in a ball game? You having fun? You having a good time on a publicity tour? What else are you publishing? Do you have a book coming up?
Honest question.
Yeah.
And Darius, you know how this goes, okay? Are you going to do the thing where, like, the shtick is that you're uncomfortable? Or are you just going to sack up, maybe prepare a couple of questions, do a little research?
Yeah.
and just push forward.
What? So I honestly always debate this.
Well, you always choose A, not B.
I know. What's better?
So how much debating are you really doing?
But I always think about it, like what's better.
Yeah.
And one of the things I always come back to is like, who are you? Like, this is me.
This
is me.
Well, he's William Byron.
Yeah, he's William Byron.
Like, took over Jeff Gordon's 24 car.
Who are you, though? But it's like, who are you? That's who I am, is the person that, like, hates to be a fraud, doesn't, if, like, I did a, like, you were at Watkins Glen last year and finished fifth. That's so fraudulent.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean? Like, if I pretend to be something that I'm not,
but
that's the worst.
Here's what I'm saying. You could ask questions that are just human interest questions about being a race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest you've ever gone in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest you've ever driven when you're, you know, in your normal car.
Right, but that's not research.
Like,
that's like...
No. But just buying into the segment.
Yeah.
And being, we're doing this. It's interesting.
It's happening.
It's William Byron.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care, but a lot of people are interested in racing and do.
Right.
Or the alternative would be, hey, man, Nat's Park tonight. First pitch, and we should bring that up, but like the whole, like,
that's why he's
making
here.
It very clear that you're over it. Which one are you going with?
Because I just disagree with the categorization that it make it like I'm over it. Like, I'm angry that he's there. Oh, that's not.
No, you're not angry.
Yeah.
But there's not, like, you either faux interest or not. It's work in that situation.
Yeah, right.
And you don't normally faux interest, is all I'm saying.
Mm.
You do the cursory, let's just get to the finish line.
If I could. Oh, thank you.
Right. Like, the couple of times I get steamed up to have Ryan Blaney, who won in Nashville last night, by the way. You know they raced in Nashville last night?
This was in Nashville yesterday. Yes. Yep.
Last night. Ryan Blaney we had on. We've had Christopher Bell on. A couple of guys
we had. We had, come on.
Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace, thank you.
Yeah. And that's all I'm saying. The entire time for you is just a race to the finish line.
Well, no, it is a, again, I reject your categorization. Your general point is correct. I'm just praying I don't get found out.
But you know what I'm saying?
The whole time.
No, like, everybody knows.
Right, but that's part of it. But it's like, I feel so uncomfortable. I'm so out of my element. Like, there are people. Like, let's imagine I played professional football here in this town, right? Where I'm a legend. And I'm not. See what I'm saying? Like, I'm a legend. I may not have watched the Wizards game super intently the night before. And I could just sort of talk about it generally because I threw for 5,000 yards in a season. I don't have that cachet. So when I talk about a team, it's because I watched the team. I studied the thing. When I don't, I feel like everyone's gonna, like, dude, it's so pathetic. You sound so stupid. You're talking to the guy that does fights. You don't even know what a Kamara is,
okay,
or whatever.
But,
you know what I mean?
When you're talking about a team that you have an obligation to know about,
mm-hmm.
that frankly, if you can't talk about that team, you shouldn't be on DC Sports Radio or whatever,
right.
That's different. This is something that everybody knows that you don't watch and that you're not particularly interested in.
Yeah.
It's just a fun summer thing.
Right, it's right. I'm all down to do it. It's cool.
Three blocks away. We're bringing him in. It's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no, like, I'm going to be found out. Found out what? Everyone knows you've never watched a race.
I don't have a better term for it. I don't know how to explain it. You're right.
Like, I've always said, like, you know, I would want to do like a podcast where I just have a pilot on and ask him about flying a plane or something like that. Or like just figure, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's called How Do You Do That with Grant Paulson. I would listen to that.
You know, like when this guy is a kid, he's going to go in to bring your dad to work day and talk about driving in the race on Sunday. That's not interesting. That's a thing where you meet a person out and about at a cookout and they go, yeah, I'm one of the best drivers in the world in the NASCAR series. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
So just approach it. I'm not telling you how to do your job, but like, you're not a little bit interested in that? That's kind of interesting. That should overtake your anxieties of people know I don't know anything about NASCAR.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's hard to explain because it's
77% of our listeners don't know anything
about
NASCAR.
But I'm very open that I know nothing.
And by
like
the way,
everyone knows that.
You're acting like I'm, you know.
You're an expert. Where did they race yesterday?
I think they raced in Nashville.
See, you already, like, you knew that.
But you're acting like I am America's pit crew chief.
You know more about it than anybody in any of my circles.
I'm Larry McReynolds over here, okay?
I don't know who that is.
Well, understood.
But is he a crew chief?
Do the impression of me asking William Byron a question.
Now, William, I'm going to ask you one thing now. When you're in Richmond, all right, and y'all don't have much time in the pit, what's the most important thing to get done to make sure y'all are on the same page?
So that's Larry McReynolds.
That's what he sounds like.
He is silly, by the way. They're like, let's go to Larry. Larry, what does your assessment tell you about when our last pit stop's going to be. He's like, the last 4 years, I've done the numbers, and with 27 laps to go, it'll be the last time they come in on green. Like, he's just so silly. He used to be a pit crew chief. Mm-hmm. He's America's pit crew chief.
America's pit crew chief.
Larry McReynolds.
Yeah.
Did you do the thing I said, which was watch the – you're going to love it. William Byron is all over the new series mm-hmm. on Netflix, the second season.
I'll ask him about that.
Okay, but I'm saying
I haven't watched it yet.
If you watched a couple episodes tonight, and that's not homework, that's just good television.
Yeah.
You love these. Mm-hmm. You've watched F1. You've watched dumb stuff.
Have you watched The Seat, by the way, about the guy that takes Lewis Hamilton's seat in the Mercedes?
No.
So it's basically like the F1 documentary that we love so much. But you know Lewis Hamilton leaves for Ferrari, right? That's like the big story of the last season. And it's happening now, so whatever, spoiler alert. Well, Mercedes like conducts the search for who's going to take his spot. And they went with this dude that nobody had ever heard of. And
really?
that's the documentary. It's called The Seat.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It rules.
But the Full Swing PGA Tour mm-hmm. Netflix series that's a couple episodes or seasons in now, they do it for NASCAR. I think you watched the one maybe or some of it a year ago.
I did that one, yeah.
But there's a second one that's out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And William Byron's one of the guys that's chronicled in it. If you watched a couple episodes tonight, you would come in a little more fired up
mm-hmm.
to talk to your guy, William Byron. And if you really want to like play the part, don't call him William Byron. Call him William Byron. Just like that.
Byron?
Byron.
Like,
what if you do that? What if you reset as William Byron?
It's a great day to hear on the fan with William Byron. That's called by William Byron.
It's because it's like, it's the same thing as Byron Kerr.
Mm-hmm. Or Bayern Munich.
Yeah, kind of that. It's like,
what if I just did it with a German accent?
But if you were Larry McReynolds, the guy that does the updates on the fan is mm-hmm. Byron Kerr. See what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You don't go Byron.
Byron.
You go Byron.
Byron.
Let's go Tim in Virginia. Hey, Tim.
Tim.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, buddy.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener for a while.
Oh, well, thank you for calling
somebody
in.
Somebody who should weigh in on that.
We appreciate
is there
that.
Anybody
appreciate it. So, I'm a little confused that Danny not being interested because I could be wrong on this. Maybe you can correct me. But about a year ago, you mentioned it, Grant, on the Full Speed show on Netflix on season 2 now. I could have sworn on one of your double play segments, Danny, that you recommended season 1 of Full Speed on Netflix. And I actually watched it per your recommendation. I loved it. And it really featured
So I think
William
it was
Byron
probably after the trailer dropped because that's like our genre.
Yeah, appreciate you, dude.
We were talking about it and we were trying to figure out if Danny remembered any of the scenes or had watched it. So we don't know if you'd watched it or not. Danny, Drive to Survive, you love.
Is one of my favorite
and
things
you
ever.
You would admit, agree, whatever the term is, with what I'm about to say, which is if you do watch it, you will love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about NASCAR. Like,
right.
I couldn't get you to watch the Daytona 500 with William Byron if I gave you $100,
mm-hmm.
which is fine.
Right.
You don't have to.
Right.
But the show, I don't like a lot of things that they chronicle. You know, I would watch a cricket documentary mm-hmm.
Yeah,
series.
Like, I think golf on TV is the biggest waste of time ever. No one should ever talk about it. Full Swing rules. You know what I mean? You could separate the whatever, the sport from the source material that we're talking about. It's wildly entertaining.
Let's go to Matt in Manassas on Grant and Danny. How are you, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
All righty. Thanks a lot. What I'd like is Danny to maybe not make it all about himself.
That's going to be
maybe
hard.
Just for once think, what would be something interesting the average listener would want to know? Or what is two questions that the average listener would want to ask? Because what they do for a living is pretty interesting.
And that's, by the way, totally fair and correct. That's my approach. A lot of this is shtick, but like, I'm trying to explain my anxiety about
when I
don't follow a lot of things, and then we have to talk about those things. I never like that feeling. I had this uneasy feeling like I don't belong or inadequacy or something like that. But that's what I'm going to do. I mean, he's throwing out the first pitch in a Nationals game. That's interesting. Not that many people get to do that. I mean, you and I both have. But for the most part, it's not a normal occurrence, right?
But I think that guy's point is, like, you keep referencing that he's throwing out the first pitch to the Nats game. And tonight, the guy who works at, you know, is the manager.
Who got season tickets once.
Well, I was going to say, tonight, the guy that's the manager at the U-Crops in Gainesville is doing it. Respectfully, that's you're talking about the wrong thing.
Okay.
This guy is literally, Danny, one of the top guys to win the championship this year in the NASCAR Cup Series. He is the fourth-ranked driver in the series right now and was in the Final Four in the championship round recently. He has won multiple races this year. He routinely starts on the front couple of rows. Like, it's not like we're having some random dude on.
Right.
If you're into NASCAR at all, this is one of the biggest names in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's just saying, like, that isn't an pretty interesting life. Like, he's got a
pretty unique,
cool deal going.
They don't make a lot of NASCAR drivers.
And I do totally get your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because my philosophy is, if it's something I don't know a lot about, then I'll do some research and try to ask some, you know, pointed questions. But I always wonder and worry, like, it's pretty clear I don't know what I'm talking about here, obviously,
mm-hmm.
when it's these off-the-beaten-path sports. But my point is, this is obscure enough, and our listeners, they know us. We have a pretty honest relationship. You know, we're doing a lot of bits, but, like, I would say our listeners know a lot about us.
Yes.
So they would know when he's on, like, this is kind of a random thing these guys are doing, having William Byron in studio. If he was on the phone, I'd be psyched. We would have a conversation. You'd probably be like, I don't know. But you agree, having William Byron
in person
in studio
is awesome.
William Byron.
William Byron.
I want to get Larry McReynolds on. Let's do that.
Mm.
How do you feel about that? We could talk to him about.
Like the time we had Stingray on that I didn't like.
Oh, you hated that.
I didn't like that at all.
I was psyched for that.
Yeah.
You remember Stingray's hit?
Of course I do.
He was great. Stingray was the Mississippi State fan, for people that have forgotten.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum.
Right.
So, like, he basically what he was a fake correspondent caller that everyone was laughing at. And so we, like, had to treat him like he was an expert, and he's not an expert. You know what I mean? Like, he's not with an outlet. He's not with, like, any kind of publication.
Well,
so
I just wanted to talk to Stingray.
Yeah, I was like, this in general is the type of thing that you would hate so much. It's like a dude that records himself addressing a radio show. Like, and that's the guy we're having on, he's a regular guest.
A regular guest? We had him one time.
Well, so I'm saying, like, I mean, like a real run-of-the-mill guest. Like, in other words, if some guy that, like, records videos like, Grant and Danny, you guys are wrong about the Redskins, or whatever. And then another show in another market was like, let's get that guy on.
Okay.
Who records videos about how he didn't like Grant and Danny.
At the time that we did it, he was one of the, like, the biggest, most funny, viral sports fans in America. It'd be the equivalent of kind of like having like Frank the Tank on or something like that to talk about the Mets. Not the craziest thing in the world. He's got a pretty big following,
mm-hmm.
as my guy Stingray did at the time.
Stingray.
Like, it was not an easy thing to book.
No, it was hard to book him.
It was kind of hard to get him.
Which,
like,
was something, too.
But I fought the good fight.
Yeah.
You did not love that.
You went through his agent?
Let's go to Dave in Gainesville. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I think what Danny needs to do is excuse himself to go to the restroom or something. And then come on the air as like a caller and act like he's Chris Economac, if you remember that name, an old race announcer. You can even do Richard Petty, who's not an announcer, but that voice in the other room and surprise Byron that guy's in the next room.
Oh, okay.
So do like a bit on a bit there?
What if you bit at him a little bit?
Right. Hit Dr. Jerry Punch and just like try to like convince him.
You do boogity, boogity, boogity. Do whatever, you know, wall trip at the start of a race kind of thing?
I'm sure he'd be like, every hack DJ.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere I go is like doing an impression of somebody or like doing that accent that I'm doing a lot there. So I'm probably steer clear of that, but I see your point. Like, try to make yourself interesting in some way, I think, is good advice.
So you've gotten two very different sides of the spectrum. The one guy's like, hey, just play it straight and ask things that, you know, as a NASCAR guy I'd want to hear.
Yeah, and the other guy's like, do the wackiest wacky.
Do some impressions, man. Chris in King George, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
So I think that you should really look at the iRacing to NASCAR aspect of this. So I've been doing this iRacing for about 2 months. I don't know how you go from one to the other.
It's crazy, right?
You mean like the video game stuff or like a simulator?
Yeah, he's in the simulator iRacing.
No, like the simulator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody else has, to my knowledge.
No, and I just don't know how to do it. I can't do it that great.
Well, yeah, we can't all be William Byron, who's going to be in studio tomorrow at 3:30 on Grant and Danny.
Well, Byron.
And Michael Rubin of Fanatics is going to be with us tomorrow. So that's a pretty damn big 3 o'clock
hour. Interesting guest lineup in the 3 o'clock hour right there.
Who would be, okay, so William Byron's a great example of a guest that I'm psyched about in studio that makes you uncomfortable. Who would, like, let's flip it. Who would be that for you?
Oh, ooh, that's a good one. Anybody, like, if I got to talk to Dekel Barr, he's just a nasty, flamboyant, center of attention pickleball player on the pro pickleball tour. I'd be steamed up. you wouldn't give a baker's bleep.
Okay, but so I think we're getting to something.
Yeah.
I would be interested in that. Now, on our show, and you could say the same maybe about Byron, although I think it's a much different deal.
It's different. It's
NASCAR was on Amazon Prime last night. Millions of people were watching. And by the way, the Amazon Prime broadcast of NASCAR is
crisp.
Unbelievable. Mm. Like, pummels Fox, no disrespect. Pummels NBC. I was blown away by it. They crushed it last night. But anyway, pickleball, yeah, a lot of people play, but it's probably not the same.
No, it doesn't have the pro tour in the same thing.
So I might advocate against doing it, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would actually be really interested. Like, there's a lot of questions I have about just playing pickleball.
Then I wonder what it would be then.
See, I would think it'd have to be some kind of, like a game developer of Oblivion or something.
But Grant's point is a really good one, where it would be like, you might be interested in that. That's not a good idea for the show. See what I'm saying? Whereas, like, William Byron sitting right there next to me is a great idea for the show.
I don't, great is probably strong.
Good idea for the show. It's an idea that we had for the show.
It's an idea we can get away with.
No, it's good.
In June on the show.
No, it's a good idea. In all sincerity, it's a good idea. So is the Fanatics boss. Like, that's a good idea. Like, me talking to one of the lead developers of Bethesda Games in that chair would probably not be the smartest thing to do. Now, there's a portion of our audience that would tear their pants off like they're warming up for the Chicago Bulls and go crazy. But the rest of you would be like, what are you guys doing?
Is it fair to say you sleep on William Byron?
100%. That is 100% fair.
JB says at the beginning of the interview, we should just acknowledge that we're not big racing or NASCAR guys, so forgive us.
But you don't have to do that.
I
you could do it.
You keep acting like I know a lot about NASCAR. I don't know anything about NASCAR.
You came in middle of the pandemic. You declared yourself NASCAR Paulson and started strutting around talking about the Jones boy.
So, yes, that's true. At my apex, I watched a lot. I mean, there was a time where I was calling into NASCAR radio on Sirius XM. That's kind of a big deal, right? But I have fallen off considerably now that other sports are on, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was during the pandemic, number one and number two. I'm not a wealth of knowledge or something. There's so many, like, I watch the races.
I mean,
for the most part.
Well, to me, I mean, that's, using some racing parlance, you're 500 laps ahead of me then, in that regard. You have watched a race?
Every weekend, pretty much.
Dude, that's what a NASCAR fan does, which is what you are. Like, to say you're not a NASCAR fan, like, if your bar is you have to know as much as Grant Paulson knows about the NFL, that's not a normal human being bar.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, all I'm saying, I have my issues with some NASCAR things that we don't need to get into.
Oh.
I have my issues.
Whoa.
That I have to workshop, so it keeps me from being all the way in.
Okay.
But I agree with everything you guys think, and I disagree with everything you guys think is
bad. Yeah, the bad stuff we hate. We hate that.
But I do find high definition, beautiful paint jobs, cars going around. Yeah, I want you to do this for William.
Can I do that for him?
Yes, do this. Do the thing where the cars come back.
I take my headphones off. My headphones rattle a bit. I gotta hear it.
Well, Danny will play us out with this, and then finally we will talk about the quarterbacks that I keep saying we're going to talk about that we never talk about.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:30 in 1 hour overtime with Ben Standing at that time. Remember to go vote on our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best in class service and experience. Want to know if the right player won the Eastern Conference MVP award with Pascal Siakam beating out his teammate Tyrese Halliburton. Pacers moving on to take on the Thunder. All right, Danny, I want to go through the rookie class of quarterbacks last year. Now, year two QBs in the NFL one by one. What's the best way to do this exercise? I'm thinking leap or regression. Maybe we could say, you know, that they stay the same essentially, but I almost like the binary of do they have a better year or a worse year than they had last year? Or how big will the leap be? Try to quantify that. So we'll start with Caleb Williams. Williams didn't have as good a situation as I thought he did going
Same
into
here.
The
yep.
season.
I was wrong.
I think I said at one point, or probably at many points, he had the best situation for a rookie quarterback ever. And I was looking at personnel and wide receivers and talent around him and a tight end. The problem was the coaching staff situation was a disaster. Eberflus shouldn't have been kept. Waldron was not a good hire or a good fit with Williams offensively. And the offensive line was also bad. Other than that, how was the play Caleb Williams? But he also... let's not make him a victim here. He made a lot of bad decisions. He holds onto the ball way, way, way too long. Got sacked almost 70 times, almost 470 yards lost on sacks, many of those his own doing. But for all of his faults last year, you would think he had this terrible year, Danny. He threw for 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, and just 6 picks. I mean, he actually had a serviceable building block season, and now you bring in Ben Johnson. They've completely rebuilt their offensive line, 3 new starters on the interior. Still got really good weapons around him, young guys that have experience now. It might be the best situation that any of the young quarterbacks have, or right up there with Daniels.
Yeah, we think of this like it was some disaster. I know what happened. Chicago lost all the games. They fell apart after that Hail Mary. But again, this not that long ago would have been a banner rookie year. I mean that. Like, this is the kind of year you go, damn, he rushed for almost 500 yards. Threw for, you know, the yardage stores weren't unbelievable, but threw for 3,500, 20 touchdowns, 6 picks. It's very Griffin-esque, minus the, again, some of the rushing excellence, right? Where Griffin had a whole bunch of running touchdowns. But that is a good building block rookie year campaign with everything kind of crashing down around him, as bad a coaching situation as you're going to find. Enter an offensive mastermind who, you know, listen, I don't think long-term Ben Johnson's a great leader of men or he'll make a great head coach. That's a good offensive person. Like, that dude knows what he's about. They've improved, as you said, on the offensive line. This, to me, reeks of leap. Even though the division is a buzzsaw, it's really, really hard, but I think Williams has too much talent to be held down.
So you are then buying into a much better season this year.
Yes.
What's that look like? Does he become the first Bears quarterback to ever throw for 4,000 yards?
He does.
I think he does, too. Does he throw 30 touchdowns?
Yes.
I think it's going to be tight.
Because I think they're trailing a lot, and I think you get a couple that way.
Yeah, that's kind of the path. I think it's going to be tight, but I would probably say yes as well. I think it's a 4,000-yard, 30-plus touchdown, you know, 11 or 12 interception type season.
Me too.
Probably a few more picks because they're going to ask more out of him. But the big key is going to be, in my opinion, Danny, I do think he will do a much better job getting rid of the football, avoiding sacks, some of those things.
100%.
But we're both in on a huge leap. All right, Jaden Daniels. Now, here's the problem. From a stock standpoint, buying or selling here, stock's really, really expensive.
Yep.
And it's coming off of a real heater. But can he build on that? That would mean probably finishing among the top couple of guys in the MVP vote. That would mean Washington probably replicated last year in the way of 11, 12, 13 wins. That would mean Daniels still didn't turn the ball over and maybe made more plays with his arm than he did last season. Do you see that, or is it more likely that he takes a step back?
So this is going to sound awful and blasphemous to people, but I think it's a slight regression based on what people are expecting. Does that make sense? Like, to me, I think he ends up right around the same. That 36 to 3,700 yard, mid-20s touchdowns, 700 to 780, or 800 rather, rushing yards with a handful of touchdowns that way. I think a couple of turnover numbers, you know, the good luck that he had last year kind of backfires, a tip pass here and there, or drop pass goes somewhere. I just think the schedule's too hard. I think there's too many things in the way. I think he'll grow as a quarterback, grow as a player. Hopefully, you know, stay healthier, avoid some of the unnecessary hits maybe that he took here and there. But I think overall the numbers aren't going to be this violent leap forward that I think a lot of people are expecting. He'll still be a top 10 MVP candidate in my mind. He finished seventh last year, but I think a slight downtick in terms of the expectations, very similar numbers, which I think people would view as a regression.
I just think it's hard to be better than he was last year in your second season when, to your point, as you mentioned a couple times, you're playing a more arduous schedule.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Pro Bowler last year. He was seventh in MVP voting, which you referenced. He was the Offensive Rookie of the Year. He had a historical season. It's not a knock on him to say it's going to get a little more complicated and difficult, and maybe some of the things that went your way don't this year, and maybe there are adjustments made by coordinators with some tape now. He gets to make some of his own as well, but would you bet on him being over under 69% passer, which he was last year? I would probably take the slight under on
that. Under on that.
Like 70% that's the Breeze,
yeah.
Like Cousins, like most accurate starters, pass-first guys in the league. Now, maybe he ends up becoming that and showed last year that he's dynamite with his accuracy and ball placement. But I also think maybe you push the ball down the field a little more. You do a couple of things on the run more often.
Defenses take a couple things away. Exactly. They figure out the looks that you want from Kingsbury's offense.
Here's what I will say. I think he throws for more yards this year. He had 3,500 plus last year. I think he throws for more touchdowns this year than his 25 last year. I also think he throws for more picks than the 9. So I'm looking at a 29 touchdown, 12 interception, 3,900 yard kind of season, where maybe the rating, which was 100 last year, isn't that high. The QBR that was 70.6 is maybe like 67, 68. So I guess I'll say a slight regression, but I think what's going to happen at the end of this year, assuming health, that's still a major concern for me. It seems like everyone else has decided he's just going to be durable and healthy. But assuming health, I think at the end of this year, we're going to say there's nothing to worry about. As soon as you can pay him, you pay him.
Yeah.
He's a franchise quarterback.
I feel that way too.
And right now, I think most people feel that way, but it's one of these. When you have two of those, you now write it not in pen, but Sharpie.
Yeah, and also keep in mind, he didn't throw it near as often as some of the other guys at the top of this list. I expect him to throw more, not because, again, you trust him more or whatever. I trust him implicitly. Again, it's a harder schedule. I think they trail more than they did oftentimes this year. I mean, he didn't approach 30 attempts a game last season, which I think is pretty unusual in this modern day and age. So he hit 100 less attempts than Pat Mahomes or Geno Smith or Baker Mayfield or Bo Nix. I think that number climbs a little bit. With that means more of everything. Interceptions, yards, touchdowns.
Well, forget comping him just to the best QBs in the league. How about comparing him to Caleb Williams? He threw the ball 80 times fewer
yeah.
than Caleb Williams.
Five times a week. That's a big deal.
In their rookie seasons. Mm-hmm. 80 fewer attempts. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. That tells you a lot. All right, so we got through the top two picks. Let's hit on the rest of that young quarterback class that's going into their sophomore year. Do they make a leap? Do they take a step back? You're listening to The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Grant and Danny on The Fan. Caleb Williams was in the news last week at a press conference discussing why he didn't want to be a Bear. Got us to thinking about the year that he'll have with Ben Johnson as his head coach and the second-year QBs who were taken 1 year ago. So we've gotten through Williams, who we think will take a step forward this year. Daniels, it's going to sound bad if you're just reading the transcript here, but we both think he's going to have a really good year, but not make another leap forward this season.
Yeah, everybody's kind of counting their chickens in that regard. And I'm basically saying, let's slow our roll. He's still the dude that I'm in love with, that I can't wait to pay. He's the franchise quarterback. He's the answer. He's the truth. He's awesome. I just think this may not be that he's first, second, or third MVP balloting.
Yeah.
I think the road's a little bit tougher. That's
it's
all.
It's funny how we're like over-explaining ourselves because we just know people are going to hear what they want to hear.
Grant and Danny, negative on Jaden Daniels. It's
right.
Not.
Not really. But that'll happen here too because I'm going to tell you that I think Drake May makes a big leap. And obviously I'm Mr. Drake May and I love Drake May. And why do you love Drake May so much? And why don't you just marry him and whatever else? I still don't think at the end of this year he's in the MVP conversation. Like Jaden Daniels, as an example, is going to be or already was. But the Patriots are the team that right now people need to take note of because they're going to make a pretty big leap in a division that's getting worse around the Buffalo Bills. By the way, in addition to having the best offseason in the NFL, in my opinion, nobody is in a better spot on the sideline in terms of where they were with a guy that didn't belong, in my opinion, in Gerard Mayo in his first job. And Mike Vrabel, who's long been considered one of the top 10 coaches in the league and is now running the show with New England. Stephon Diggs has been in trouble this week on a boat, mysterious substance, bunch of women, Cardi B, whatever else is going on. They may cut him, they may not. If he is their wide receiver one, he's going to give him 800, 900, 1,000 yards, whatever. They brought him in, they brought Mac Hollins in. They have two new starters on their offensive line via free agency, center Garrett Bradbury, tackle Morgan Moses. The Patriots also drafted Will Campbell out of LSU in the first round. He used to protect Jaden Daniels. He'll start at left tackle. They have a good running back situation with Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson, and they drafted
Travion Henderson
out of Ohio State. And by the way, on offense, they did less to improve than on defense. Everything I just told you?
Mm-hmm.
Their defense. They go get Milton Williams, the guy we loved from the Eagles, the D-tackle. They brought in Harold Landry to rush the quarterback. The linebacking core, they brought in Robert Spillane. At corner, they signed big money ticket guy Carlton Davis. They then added depth with Jack Gibbons and Kalavon Chaisson and Marcus Epps. They drafted two players in the fourth round. They're going to play right away in the secondary and Craig Woodson and on the defensive line with Josh Farmer. So no team added more talent with the money and the picks that they had, got better in terms of the upgrade on the coaching staff. And all of that is to say, while we talk Drake May, Danny, I'm buying stock. He was super impressive in a terrible situation with no talent around him last year. I think he blew a lot of people away with how well he played. Now he's actually going to have some talent. I think it's going to be a huge leap.
Yeah, I think it takes a massive leap forward because, again, you're coming from a place where he started 12 games, threw for 15 touchdowns, 10 picks. You know, there's a lot of just, if you look at the stats, you're going, well, that's not that special. And that's kind of the point. I think he vaunts into that same category. Again, I'd still rather have Caleb Williams this year, much rather have Jaden Daniels this year, and then long term. But I think he has a much improved year. So if we're talking about a leap, I think that's one of the most obvious candidates to go from quarterback in a bad situation to quarterback in an okay situation for a dramatically improving team.
Here's a really interesting one. Michael Penix of the Falcons took over for Cousins in the final month last year, had a really mixed bag start here in one of the first starts of his career. May have been his first start ever, actually. No, you know what? It was second game he played, the night game here in Landover. But he had, I thought, some terrible moments, missed throws, whatever, super young. But then he made a ridiculous drive to come back to get Atlanta to overtime. I love his arm, really accurate, spins it as well as anybody in the sport, which from the left side, it's kind of Vic-ish with the tight spiral, the RPMs. I think he's going to be a good player in the league.
Me too. And it's a pretty good situation.
It's solid. Drake London is kind of the bell cow. Darnell Mooney. They've got some decent weapons at receiver. Obviously, Bijan Robinson running the ball is really good. Their line is a tick above average. Their defense last year was horrific, and that was the big team problem. And I think they have made some headway and gained defensively. They needed edge help. They were the worst pass rushing team in the league the last 3 years. One year after another, and then they drafted two edges with their first two picks in the first round.
You get, what was the priority? Pretty obvious. Yeah, I think that division isn't particularly good. I think there's a leap coming. Again, easy to say because he only started three games.
Who makes a bigger leap, Drake May or Michael Penix?
It's not fair because Penix is starting from further back with only three starts, but I think it's his.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think May does. I think May is a... we're talking about him as like a fringe top 10, top 12 guy at the end of the year. And I don't know that was anywhere near what we were doing. Last year, it was like, wow, he actually can play.
Like, hey, how's that about that?
Yeah. This guy was a really good pick in the top three. Penix, I think, at the end of this year, we go, he's probably their long-term starter. That's how I feel about where he'll be.
Which I get. I guess I'm saying from the starting point to that spot is bigger than pretty good deposits in year one from Drake May.
So maybe the better question is who's going to be more impressive?
Probably May then, for me.
All right, then who else do we have? We got to go pick 12. Bo Nix, who, by the way, if not for Jaden Daniels, would have been your rookie of the year. It's funny now to look back at Bo Nix's numbers when you kind of take Daniels out of the equation and just look at those in a vacuum. Bo Nix was sneaky awesome.
He had a great year.
29 touchdowns, 12 picks, 3,800 yards as a rookie last year for a 10-win Denver team that made the playoffs.
Remember the start he got off to was beyond horrendous.
That's true.
I mean, climbing out of Bane's prison. And there was that first week where I don't think he threw a ball past the line of, or completed a pass past the line of scrimmage. Like, it was that terrible for the first couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden, after, I think it was week three, we had 4 picks, 0 touchdowns, and was throwing for like 1 yard per attempt. Numbers almost to that point. Really turned it on and played pretty well. This, to me, is what it is. And that's not bad, by the way. I think marriage with him, his style, Sean Payton, that offense, I think this is what you're looking at forever. I think this is as close to a finished product as any of the rookies. So I don't think a leap is coming. I think this is it, and you could buckle up for this for a while.
How legit was that quarterback class? And the one guy we didn't talk about was J.J. McCarthy, who we could hit on in a few, because the Vikings are making a really big gamble in handing the reins to what is a division championship caliber, Super Bowl caliber team maybe, over to McCarthy, who's never taken a snap in the NFL. But Williams, Daniels, May, Penix, Nix, we think all those guys are franchise QBs, all in the top 12 in the same draft class.
Pretty wild, dude.
Just amazing. Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:30 on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.